You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, there was a video put out by a woman called Keeping It Real with Drell. And the topic of her video was, she understands why men find video gaming more appealing than dating in today's times. Gentlemen, as you know, video gaming is one of the things that is constantly attacked and blamed for men deciding not to engage with the modern insufferable woman, especially women here in America. However, I want to share with you a quick article and then talk about some things that I've noticed in the gaming realm as of late. Now, the quick article I want to share with you was published on the 23rd of August. Woman claims men playing video games is a red flag. Now, let me say this to everyone who says that men should not play video games. I mean this from the bottom of my cold, dark heart, but fuck you and the horse you rode in on. If you're a man who takes care of his responsibilities, then you goddamn right. You have every right to play whatever game you want. However, I always say this, moderation is the key. A woman has caused controversy online after claiming that men playing video games is not only a red flag, but also the most unattractive hobby a man can have. Gentlemen, we all know why women say this, but we're going to get into that later. Liz Wheeler claimed to speak for women as a whole as she took to X to share her thoughts on gamers, saying, quote unquote, it's beyond a red flag, like deal breaker zone. It's weird that so many dudes don't get this. The post has clocked up more than 18 million views online and plenty of backlash. Oh yeah, gentlemen, the gamers came out in force. They went in on this woman. Her thoughts were accompanied by a bar graph meme where Wheeler wrote, quote unquote, this is 100% true, above a graph titled, quote unquote, the least attractive hobbies for men, according to women. It showed playing video games as the hobby, as the highest ranked, least attractive hobbies for men, according to women, with less dislike options, including collecting figurines, magic tricks, online trolling, comic book collecting, and even gambling. The graph was made as a joke by an unnamed creator and not a graph based on any actual stats or researchers. However, Wheeler strongly believes the results to be true. So yeah, the graph that she talked about was completely fake. Wheeler subsequently shared a follow-up video to YouTube reiterating her claims, saying video games, even if you like them, shouldn't be your identity. If you feel that I have somewhat shaken your identity, which I haven't. That's on you, because part of your identity is with video games, she continued. An observation of human nature, a cultural observation that women just don't like when men play video games. We just don't find it attractive, Wheeler declares. That's just an objective observation. Wheeler's original post was slammed with angry comments from avid gamers defending this hobby. Quote unquote, that's fine. We'd rather play video games than deal with modern women, one man declared. Crazy thought. Maybe we let people enjoy what they love without reducing their value based on personal preferences for entertainment. Another said, this was good. Women really do hate when men are happy doing something that isn't centered around them. Quote unquote, it's weird that so many chicks don't get that men don't care about what you think. Women whine about being single, but all they do is complain about how perfect a man must be. Meanwhile, women on the post seem to mainly be in support of men playing video games as a hobby. Quote unquote, nah, video games are cool, one woman said. Men have a lot of crap on their plates, and if a guy takes care of business in every other arena, why the hell shouldn't he play video games? But yeah, we know women in real life, because so many women have put out these stupid ass TikToks of them, quote unquote, cutting off the video game while the man is playing. Now, I myself had that happen to me one time back in Japan, back in my old apartment. Now, me and this nice little piece of calico had just finished smashing, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to play me some PS2. And the game that I was playing at the time was called Tokyo Extreme Racer 3. And I had just got to one of the top bosses in the game. But the game's a racing game. And it was a blue R34 GTR named Gentai. And this guy was hard as fuck to beat. We're racing. All of a sudden, she gets up and she turns my game off. Now, needless to say, I was extraordinarily pissed, but I kept my calm. I told her to get dressed, got all of her stuff, gave it to her, and I promptly escorted her out of my apartment and told her to never come back. We are done. Yes, I broke up with her on the spot. Now, this was way before any social media or anything like that. Every woman I've ever been in a relationship with, I've always told them, my gaming system was here before you. It will be here after you. Yeah. But we all know, any hobby that takes attention away from women, they do not like it. And we all know why. Because attention is their favorite drug. Period. Point blank. Now, I want to move on to another topic centered around video games, and that is Western gaming companies versus Asian gaming companies. Yeah. There is something that I would like to call the uglification factor when it comes to Western video game companies. They do everything they can to make the female characters as unattractive as possible. Yeah, If you're a gamer, you know this. The Western Gaming Company is doing everything they can to pretty much get men away from video games by making the female characters ugly as hell. Hell, look at Tomb Raider. Look at Lara Croft. Man, no, no. The Last of Us? Yeah, uh-uh. Mm-mm. However, there's a game that I've been playing as of late called The First Descendant. That game is actually fun as fuck. It's a third-person looter shooter, like Borderlands, if you ever played that. But, The First Descendant is giving gamers exactly what we want. Hot women. Oh, yeah. So apparently, over on X, there's a video of one particular character named Luna, and she's dressed up in a particular outfit, a particular skin, and she's dancing around, and people are losing their minds. The normies are losing their minds, talking about, oh my God, I can't believe this. This is what really gamers really want. Yeah. This is what male gamers want. We want good-looking, attractive women, as opposed to the absolute dog shit that's being put out over here by American studios. Hell, even Call of Duty has this quote-unquote woke factor. When you look at some of the character skins, it's like, No. The female character skins, no. Mm-mm. It's just terrible. But you go over to The First Descendant, they had a summer event where two of the female characters, Valby and Viessa, had swimsuits. Man, I tell you, take my money. And there was another character that they introduced called Ultimate Freyna, and her damn trailer, man, it was absolutely beautiful. But there was another character that was introduced named Haley, who was basically a sniper. When her trailer dropped, yeah, the gaming community lost their minds, saying, yes, this is what we want. We want hot, sexy women. But no. When it comes to Western game developers, we don't want to do that. We want to make the women as bland and as ugly as possible. But we all know why that is, because they're trying to force gamers not to play American video games, thinking that, if we can cut that off, then men are not going to be playing video games as much. However, the one thing that they did not think about was the Asian market and the fact that men can go back and actually go back to retro gaming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It turns out that a lot of guys are actually dusting off their old consoles. Yeah, like the old PS1 or the old, hell, even Sega Genesis. Yeah, guys are dusting off their old gaming systems and saying, you know what? I get more satisfaction from gaming than I do dating. It's wonderful. It's peaceful. Hell, with modern games, when you actually accomplish something, you get achievement points. When it comes to the modern woman, is she going to actually compliment you or appreciate you? 9 times out of 10, no. No. No, 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 no. So, yeah. Yeah. I just find it hilarious that so many people have such a hate boner for video games, but we know why. We know why. For some guys that hate video games, it's all about men not competing with them. Yeah, I've always said this about the game ninjas and why they hate the Passport Brothers so much. Because guess what? Passport Brothers remove themselves from competition amongst men for the scraps that are here in America. Video gaming, the same thing. Men are removing themselves from the stupid-ass competition for absolutely insufferable women. And those guys, they can't stand it. So, of course, they want to sit back and hate on gamers. But all in all, yeah, more and more gamers have simply said, nah, I'm going to enjoy my hobby. Fuck what anybody else has to say. And I wholeheartedly think the same way. I've always said it. As long as my hands and my eyes work, I will have a controller in my hand after I've taken care of my responsibilities. Period. Point blank. Yeah. So, yeah, for everybody who's still hating on video games and saying that that's one of the biggest reasons why men are not pursuing women, once again, fuck you from the bottom of my cold, dark heart. And yeah, thank you, Asian studios and Asian devs, for actually putting out what we men like, hot women. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. And if you're on Xbox or PS, you know, hey, check out The First Descendant. I mean, besides the hot women, the game is actually pretty damn fun. But yeah, for all you women out there who still want to stamp your little feet and say, oh my God, video gaming is for losers, blah, 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 you need to understand this. The power that you think you have, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to somehow get men away from what we like, that gives us peace and quiet, to focus on you again, that's going to go out right along with it. Because, as this article has said, and as many other gamers have said, women only hate video games because it takes away attention from them. Period. Point blank. And guess what? More and more men are retreating back into video games. Why? Because it gives them peace and quiet. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.